cares for me. Nobody, nobody cares for me.
Great song.
I love when he does the That was, what, fifth grade, sixth grade for me? Everyone thought it was the coolest thing. David Lee Roth, the lead singer for Van Halen, all of a sudden going solo?
Do you know how far away we are from that moment? I mean, we can keep going if it's sort of soon.
Far.
I don't know. It's a good part of the song.
Yeah, we got way too far.
Yeah, we have a long way to go.
It really is cool.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day on this fine Thursday morning. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new three-row Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevyEd.com. All right, let's tackle the Embiid question first. How many regular season games do you think he plays this year? So we've got 60 or more, 50 to 59, 41 to 49, 40 or less. John, what do you, actually, before that, Rhea, your personal assessment, which would you vote for?
How many?
60 or more.
No.
50 to 59, 41 to 49, 40 or less.
41 to 49.
Okay. Seltzer, where are you at?
I think I'm in that 41 to 49 range, but I think it'll, I don't think it'll be below 40. I don't.
As long as there's not a real,
As long as there, but then that's
my
worry.
There's going to be, Joe.
They're expecting.
Then you should pick under 40 then. If you expect an injury, you should pick under 40.
You should pick under 40.
Would pick under 40, John?
I think that they are expecting to play him somewhere in the 40s, and he'll get hurt.
Gotcha. Well, that would be under 40 then. If he's expecting in the 40s and gets hurt, then that's under 40. I would go in the 40s. Anyway, how do you think people voted, John?
In the 40s wins,
yep.
Maybe.
36% in the 40s. 50s, 30%. Excuse me, let me go out. I'm out of order here. I'm out of order!
This whole courtroom's out of order.
That's right. 40 or less is 31%.
That's tragic, by the way.
Yeah, that's...
That's 31% think that this guy can't make half the games.
Well, they're choosing to.
I mean, I feel that way. I believe that. It's so sad.
Well, we do wonder...
This guy's a star.
Yeah, but I will say, but John, we do wonder how a league investigation could change the matter. And, you know, I don't know if it gets legal. Like, I don't know. I mean, they got their rules. I have no idea. I just know
it depends on how many fines they're going to get, how much, you know, because frankly, you know, Joshua Harris can pay fines out of his...
Well,
know,
they can hurt the Sixers in ways that aren't financial.
That's where it would come from.
Yep.
Because the fact that, you know, it says in that player, you know, policy thing, if healthy, they have to play. Like, Paul George, everybody knows is injured.
And
that was fine.
No question.
There was no deal with that.
That's right.
If they were sitting a healthy Joel, they're not allowed to do that. Two stars on a nationally broadcast game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. By the way, 60 or more games? 3%.
I knew it was going to be 3%.
Why did Nick Nurse say that he's unhurt then?
Well, he may have...
Like, is that a mistake by Nick Nurse? Did Nick Nurse, is that an oversight?
I don't know.
Or is that Nick Nurse frustrated to where he doesn't even care? Like,
there's probably some gray area in this language. Like, if he's not ready to play because he had an injury before and he is still ramping up, like, I'm sure there's some leeway within that.
James,
within
do you think he can claim, like Ben Simmons did, mental health?
Yeah, no. That I don't think is going to fly.
Oh, my God. What a crock. All right, next poll question. Who are you rooting for in the World Series? Seltzer, talk to me.
Dodgers. Made it very clear. Big time.
Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, I didn't say it before, too. I would like to see Shohei win. Yeah. Like, I would like to see him be a champ.
Cool.
He's the greatest baseball player we've ever seen.
So I'm not hardcore Yankees, but I lean Yankees, and I'll tell you why.
Well, you're a Mets fan. It's only a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, just swap on over to the Bronx. No big deal. Just take a cab.
Couple things.
Be a long cab.
How do your Mets friends feel about your Yankees fandom now?
So, First off, I don't hate the Yankees. That's number one. Number two, the Phillies do have more history with the Dodgers than the Yankees, even though the Phillies lost twice in the World Series to the Yankees.
How many times have they lost to the Dodgers in the World Series?
Well, they lost in 77.
In the World Series?
In the World Series?
No.
No.
Okay, I was just checking.
Yeah, but played in 77, 78, 08.
What happened the last time we played the Dodgers in the playoffs?
Phillies won.
Twice.
Back-to-back years. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
They've beaten the Dodgers in the playoffs. They have...
And one more thing, and I'm going to say something that, boy, you people are going
to
hate.
They have actually lost to the Yankees more recently in the playoffs than they've lost to the Dodgers.
But I'm going
to
give you one.
Like the Yankees.
Big Yankees guy.
I do respect them. Babe Ruth. House of Babe Ruth built. Joe D.
It's not even the House of Ruth built. It's a new building.
Do we have what he said about the Mets also? Do you have that?
I got to find it.
Here's what I'm also going to say, and you're not going to like me for this, and I might even get beat up for this, but I'm going to say it. Yankees being good is good for baseball.
I agree with that.
And I care about baseball.
Yeah, they're doing it for the good of the game.
No. It's not good for them to win the World Series. It's good for them to be in it.
It can be.
I don't think it can
be very good. 96 to 2000 was a fun time in baseball. Let's go to the phones.
It was not. They won every year. That was not fun at all.
I enjoyed watching it.
Oh, God.
I did. Randy in Coatesville, home of Richard Hamilton. Good morning, Randy.
Yeah, good morning. Let me I get to my my number, which is three strikes and you're out.
Oh, that's a good one.
The baseball theme.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good call.
But let me say congratulations, guys, on 8 years. It's been awesome. A highlight for me was the trial of Joe DiCamera, where I can still remember where I was when the verdict was read out.
All right, Randy, a just verdict or unjust?
I think you did a great job defending yourself, so I will give you credit for
that. Oh, Randy.
Total BS.
I do have,
Randy.
By the way, this was when you won the moment. Ready?
Wow!
The only person who was impressed. The only person.
Well, Mil Thompson.
Mil Thompson, Mickey Morandini, and John. No, they weren't. In that moment, Mil. They were terrified that this guy was yelling at the top. Jumped up and yelled at the top of his lungs in front of them.
So, Randy, you couldn't see the facial expression. I think there's one person that was truly ticked in the room, and it was Mickey Morandini.
He was.
I think he was
mad.
He was not happy.
He was, angry at Spike. Really?
He's like, I came in for this? I mean, he thinks he got railroaded. I'm like, dude, be a better lawyer. Not my fault.
One thing.
Spike Askin, drop the ball.
Go ahead,
drop
Randy.
Drop of the week. Can we get, 90 seconds of the debut, your first segment, 90 seconds tomorrow in the drop of the week? I think we'd love to hear it.
We might have that audio. We probably won't do it in drop of the week.
The radio equivalent of a number three.
I don't know. Dude, trust me. We weren't good in the beginning.
But to my basketball point, I think with Kelsey on today, he's like the antithesis of Joel Embiid. Like, if we could make a Frankenstein basketball player, we'd take the heart of Jason Kelsey and stuff it into the body of Joel Embiid. And what angers us endlessly, the Twitter poll today doesn't mean a darn thing because it doesn't matter if we put him in bubble wrap till June.
Exactly.
He's not going to be mentally or physically ready to deliver every single game, even if it's only for 2 months.
Yeah, if we bubble wrap him, does it make him tougher?
Yeah. No, you're probably right, Randy. You're probably right.
And even so far, they're going to load manage him in the playoffs, which is just infuriating. Jason Kelsey would be out there.
I know.
If
there are no back-to-back in the playoffs, for what it's worth.
That's right. That's right.
But I could see us coming back. We've taken a split the series in Boston, and then they're going to tell us he's got to sit out game three.
Look, Randy, here's the one that to me is the historically most difficult to stomach. Because it made no sense, and it was the best team the Sixers have had in this whole time. 2019, he dominates Game 3. He decimates Toronto. They're up 2-1. For whatever reason, he could not answer the bell in Game 4. And with that loss, they lost home court advantage, and they lost their best shot in these 7 years to get to a conference final. They lost, people talk about Kawhi's shot, and I get it. They lost the series in Game 4 when he was not physically, mentally, or emotionally ready to play that day.
What was the cause?
I don't know.
Like, what's the root
of that? I don't know.
Was he, sick or something?
There was talk of
it. That's what they said.
But I don't know what that means.
No, I don't either. I'm just saying that's what they said it was.
We were told it was sick. Yeah. That's what does that really mean?
Yeah, that's
the
game.
What did he do? Did he really do something different than get sick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Randy, the reason that one hurts so much... So, for as much as a fiasco the one against the Hawks was Game 5 and Game 7, and I'm not saying that was his fault. That was more a Ben Simmons thing. The Sixers probably weren't winning the title that year, even though they're the one seed. I mean, Ben was crumbling in front of our eyes, just crumbling. But in 2019, with Jimmy Butler, and knowing that Golden State in the finals lost both Durant and Klay Thompson, like, the Sixers could have won. They could have. And they blew it because he blew it in game four. All right, yeah, Randy, give me. Seltzer says you don't have an answer for a number and a phrase. How's that possible?
Oh, I came back to three strikes and you're out.
Oh, you do have it. Okay, you snuck it in there.
I got one.
All right, good call, buddy. Appreciate that. Let's listen, by the way. Let's go to last night's ESPN broadcast. This was an interesting point, counterpoint, pregame, before the game. Obviously, pregame would be, you know, before the game, Joe. Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smith. On the Joel thing, they have, to say the least, different opinions.
The stars need to play. Adam Silver has been adamant about this. Joel Embiid, again, I asked you this earlier, Chef. Is he injured? Why is he progressing? What does this mean? You've been through training camp. Like, why are you not available right now? You're paid to be on the floor. I understand the postseason.
Right.
I get it. But at the end of the day, you got to get through the regular season in order to get to the
I got you. You can say that all you want to. If there's one player that shouldn't require an investigation, it's Joel Embiid. He's missed 329 games in his career. He missed the first two seasons of his career. This man has had every injury known to man. The only thing he hasn't had that we know of is a heart attack and a stroke. Everything else he's had. We all know this. And so when you're talking about him potentially being healthy for the postseason, okay, it makes perfect sense what the Sixers are doing because he's never healthy.
Listen. I mean, it's not like Stephen A's wrong.
I just looked it up for what it's worth. Kendrick Perkins never came close to playing 82 games in the season. The most he ever played, oh, he did come close. He had 78 one year, but most years 68, 60, 72, 29, 65, 78 again.
Kendrick wasn't a star like Joel.
No, but just my point of like, you know, like this has been happening for a long time, especially with big guys.
But what he said was your star's got to be playing opening night. I mean, that's what what Kendrick led
with. I agree. And I think his inference also is frequently.
Correct.
You know, like, come on, man. Yeah. I will say that stat or figure or fact, whatever the hell it is.
By Stephen A?
No, that ESPN put up on the screen last night. Now, it's skewed because of the first two seasons before he started playing, he missed all 164 games. Yeah. But the fact that he has only played in 40, or he's missed or played, I forget which it is, in 46% of the games in his career.
What people,
that's incredible.
What people get miss about those of us who are so irritated and annoyed by Joel is the second year was missed because he didn't rehab properly.
Yeah.
They have allowed him to get away with all of his rehab and conditioning stuff for 10 years.
No, they have messed up in many ways, and he has to.
And now in year 11, I'm expected that he's going to take it all seriously?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time is yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. With Xfinity Mobile, customers now getting exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Even if they rested Embiid for 82 straight games, once the playoffs come, he is incapable of playing a two-month stretch in the playoffs. I have never seen a player in my whole life in any sport get tired. Like, even if they're tired, they battle through a play. They do that. This guy is pure exhaustion.
Well, I don't know if exhaustion is even the main issue, but it's an issue.
It is a great point, though. I mean, he has less of an ability to push through than what we've seen from other guys.
I agree.
Oh, Nelly, let me tell you about a bad time in Philadelphia sports. Hey, is there any chance you guys could put together like a crying montage for days like this? Schmidt, Maxie, Joe, and John get their crying, mix it together somehow?
In a dream to become a Major League Baseball player, I thank God the dream came true.
This is really...
Go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
That was phenomenal.
Well, that's great, and Wechter put it in there, but how do you not have the Kelsey cry in there? I mean, Jason Kelsey was crying in his press conference, and how do you not have an Allen Iverson cry? Listen, Joe, great job, but for tomorrow, I think we need a little bit. Who else would he put in this, James?
Well, Maxie was mentioned. He didn't get in there on draft night.
Eric Lindros when he won the MVP. We got a couple.
We'll keep thinking, too.
This will be good. The crying montage.
Oh,
I like
God.
It. That's good.
Happy 8th anniversary. Been there from the beginning with you. Trust me, I'm in a truck all day. And starting these mornings out with you guys is fabulous every single day. You keep me entertained. I'd like the morning show to do a poll. Who gets married first, John Ritchie or Joe DiCamera?
Well,
wow. How about that?
Do I have to write that down? Who gets...
He's writing it down. I like
how
this.
How do you spell married?
M-A-R-R-I-E-D.
Who gets married
really?
First?
Did you really need to ask that?
No,
though?
It was sarcasm.
Was it really,
bonehead?
Though?
All right, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So, we got to come up with the winning answer for a number and a phrase, and we could have gotten a lot more answers. These were good ones today. Behind the eight ball, back to square one, you know, any variation of going number one or number two. Cloud nine, two sides to every story, three strikes and you're out.
Is it too childish to go with the number two, like, because it's thematic?
No, it's the right
show.
It worked for the show today.
It
you know?
I think
we got number three. We learned more about that.
Salvador, you've won with number one.
Oh my God.
And number two. Now, I'll tell you
I don't know that that's a good decision.
No,
but
it's the right
I think
decision.
It's the right one.
You know what? Maybe could have beaten it and it wasn't said.
Not good. It's just right.
21 gun salute would have been a good one. That's, you know, it's got meaning behind it.
But, 12 days of Christmas.
But instead, we went for number one or number two.
That's right.
We did.
Yeah.
Hey.
Very classy.
We're on brand, folks. By the way, Keith Jackson was mentioned earlier.
John Ritchie is in the backfield now for the Michigan Wolverines. The up man, number 40, and Collins' first pass of the day.
There you go.
He says it so classy.
Whoa, Nelly. Everyone, have a great rest of the day.